Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, Sengsaks pioneers Web3 innovations in the cryptocurrency realm, while Edward Snowden mocks crypto people freaking out over prices, saying it's the same as it was 7 days ago. Plus, the cryptocurrency Dogwhiff hat decreases more than 10% within 24 hours. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with an exciting development in the world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. Sengsaks, an innovative cryptocurrency trading platform, has unveiled a series of groundbreaking services and applications in the Web3 domain. These initiatives, primarily centered around decentralized finance, or DeFi, and blockchain gaming, known as GameFi, have garnered substantial attention, drawing a wave of newcomers into the realm of Web3 applications. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about Sengsaks' recent moves in the DeFi space?
Sengsaks has really been making waves in the DeFi world lately. They've rolled out a suite of innovative services aimed at providing users with enhanced efficiency and transparency in their financial interactions. This includes things like swap and lending platforms that utilize novel financial instruments. By championing these advancements, Sengsaks is seeking to democratize access to Web3 technologies and services, solidifying its position as a frontrunner in the cryptocurrency industry. It's a real paradigm shift in how financial services are being delivered through decentralized platforms.
And it's not just DeFi where Sengsaks is making moves. They've also ventured into the world of blockchain gaming, or GameFi. What impact is that having?
Sengsaks' foray into GameFi has really sparked a revolution in interactive entertainment. By integrating gaming experiences with economic incentives and introducing blockchain games and associated game tokens, Sengsaks has attracted a burgeoning community of gaming enthusiasts and investors. This is fostering increased user engagement and loyalty in entirely new ways. GameFi represents the merging of video games with real economic systems, and Sengsaks is positioning itself at the forefront of this emerging trend that could reshape the gaming industry.
Central to all of this seems to be the Sengsaks wallet. What role is this playing in their overall Web3 strategy?
The Sengsaks wallet is really the linchpin tying all of these initiatives together. It's a Web3 wallet specifically tailored for decentralized exchanges. According to Marcus, the head of Sengsaks' wallet division, the wallet is designed to support a diverse array of on-chain crypto assets, providing users with comprehensive storage solutions coupled with financial backing, exclusive technical resources, and strategic market insights. Through collaborations with industry stakeholders, Sengsaks' wallet is working to fortify its brand presence and policy influence, laying a robust groundwork for the legitimization, standardization, and broader adoption of blockchain technology. It's a critical piece of infrastructure.
Looking ahead, what is Sengsaks' vision for the future of Web3 and their role in it?
Sengsaks has made it clear they aim to be a trailblazer in Web3 innovation. They're committed to deepening their footprint in DeFi and GameFi while also exploring new ways to leverage blockchain technology. The company sees itself as a vital conduit that bridges users, developers, and blockchain innovations, with the ultimate goal of propelling the growth of the entire digital economy. Marcus underscored the platform's dedication to fostering an open, interconnected, and efficient blockchain ecosystem that can deliver a wide range of diverse and efficient services to its user base. If Sengsaks is successful, it could be a real catalyst for transformation across the industry.
The impact Sengsaks is having really can't be overstated. As our correspondent notes, their collaborative evolution with Web3 represents not just a technological leap forward, but a seismic shift within the broader blockchain industry that will have far-reaching implications for the future trajectory of cryptocurrencies and decentralized technologies. Speaking of cryptocurrencies, the market has been experiencing significant volatility in recent days, with major coins like Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and Shiba Inu all seeing sharp drops. Amid the turmoil, NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden took to social media to mock the crypto community's reaction. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent, Celeste. So what exactly did Snowden say about the current state of the crypto market?
Well, David, in a recent post, Snowden pointed out that despite the panic among many cryptocurrency investors, the price of Bitcoin has actually remained relatively stable over the past week when you zoom out and look at a slightly longer time frame. He noted that Bitcoin was trading around $68,000 7 days ago and is currently hovering around $67,500, only about a 0.7% drop. Snowden seemed amused by the overreaction from some in the crypto community, joking that he was going to check the latest Bitcoin price and then go back to watching anime.
But even if Bitcoin's price hasn't moved dramatically over the past week, there's no denying that the past 24 hours have been rough for the crypto market as a whole, right?
Absolutely. The past day has seen a widespread sell-off, with Bitcoin down nearly 5%, Dogecoin falling almost 13%, and Shiba Inu plunging over 11%. This appears to be driven by a few factors: heightened geopolitical risks, with the U.S. government warning of a potential attack by Iran on Israel, as well as a general risk-off sentiment among investors. We've seen equity markets fall as well.
What are some of the potential longer-term implications of this volatility for the crypto market? Are there concerns this could be the start of a more prolonged downturn?
There are definitely some prominent voices expressing caution. Economist Peter Schiff predicted that the launch of Bitcoin ETFs could lead to the cryptocurrency's biggest crash ever, and potentially even the bankruptcy of MicroStrategy, which holds massive amounts of Bitcoin on its balance sheet. Meanwhile, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki said he's not interested in Bitcoin ETFs, preferring direct ownership of assets rather than Wall Street financial products. So while it's too early to say if this is the start of a sustained bear market, the concerns are out there.
Any other notable crypto market developments to keep an eye on?
One interesting data point: even as the price of Shiba Inu has fallen sharply, the so-called Dogecoin killer has seen a massive surge in activity. The number of daily transactions for Shiba Inu skyrocketed over 3,500%, while the burn rate, the pace at which SHIB tokens are being removed from circulation, spiked over 1,400%. So there are some signs of life even in this challenging market environment.
Fascinating insights. Thank you, Celeste. We'll continue to monitor the fast-moving developments in the cryptocurrency space, including the recent price action of DogWhiffHat's WHIF token. The price has fallen nearly 11% in the past 24 hours to $3.14, continuing a week-long downtrend of 7% from $3.41. Here with more details and analysis is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about the recent price action and volatility of WHIF?
The price chart shows that WHIF has experienced significant volatility over both the past 24 hours and the past week, as indicated by the wide Bollinger Bands. The bands measure price volatility, so the larger the gray area at any given time, the higher the volatility in the token's price action. This suggests there has been substantial price movement and uncertainty around the WHIF token recently.
Interesting. And what about the trading volume and circulating supply of WHIF? Have there been any notable changes there?
Yes, the data shows that trading volume for WHIF has plummeted 46% over the past week, indicating waning interest from traders and investors. At the same time, the circulating supply of WHIF tokens has decreased slightly by 0.66%. The current circulating supply is 998.93 million tokens, which represents essentially 100% of the maximum supply. So while nearly the entire token supply is in circulation, the sharp decline in trading volume is concerning.
How does WHIF currently stack up in terms of market cap ranking compared to other cryptocurrencies?
Based on the current price of $3.04 per token and the circulating supply of nearly 999 million tokens, the market capitalization of WHIF stands at $3.4 billion. This places WHIF as the 43rd largest cryptocurrency by market cap. While still a significant player, the declining price and trading volume may jeopardize its position if the downtrend continues.
As you mentioned, this data and analysis was generated by Benzinga's automated content engine. Can you explain a bit more about what that means and how it works?
Benzinga is a financial media and data company that provides news and analysis on a wide range of assets, including stocks and cryptocurrencies. they use machine learning and natural language processing to automatically generate news articles and insights based on market data and other relevant information. The content is then reviewed by human editors before publication. This allows them to quickly produce data-driven articles and analysis at scale.
Thanks for the update on the WIF token's recent performance. Staying on the topic of cryptocurrency, the regulatory landscape has been evolving, and recent crackdowns have had a significant impact on the market. Here to discuss the latest developments is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key regulatory changes that have affected the crypto market in 2024?
Well, David, one of the biggest developments has been increased scrutiny from the SEC. They've been taking a much more active role in regulating the crypto market, treating many digital assets as securities, and enforcing existing regulations. This has led to a number of high-profile enforcement actions against crypto exchanges and token issuers. At the same time, we're seeing a growing push for global coordination on crypto regulation. The G20 summit that India co-hosted earlier this year included discussions on the potential for central bank digital currencies and the need for a common regulatory framework. So while there's still a lot of uncertainty, it's clear that the Wild West days of the crypto market are coming to an end. Regulators are stepping in to try to create a more stable and secure environment for investors.
And what impact have these regulatory changes had on the crypto market itself? Are we seeing a shift away from some of the more speculative and risky aspects of the market?
Absolutely. The increased regulatory scrutiny has definitely put a damper on some of the more speculative and fraudulent activity in the market. We're seeing fewer initial coin offerings and pump-and-dump schemes, for example. At the same time, the crackdowns have also highlighted some of the risks that investors need to be aware of, like the potential for market manipulation and security breaches. So while there's still a lot of excitement around the potential of blockchain technology and digital assets, investors are becoming more cautious and doing more due diligence before putting their money in.
So what does the future hold for the crypto market in 2024 and beyond? Do you think we'll see continued growth and adoption, or will the regulatory challenges prove too much to overcome?
I think it's going to be a bit of both. On the one hand, the underlying technology of blockchain and digital assets has a lot of potential, and we're seeing more and more mainstream institutions getting involved. Just look at the growth of Bitcoin and Ethereum in India, for example. But at the same time, the regulatory challenges are significant, and it's going to take time for the market to mature and for clear guidelines to emerge. Investors need to be prepared for continued volatility and uncertainty in the short term. Longer term, though, I think the trend towards digitalization of assets is unstoppable. As more countries explore central bank digital currencies and more businesses adopt blockchain technology, crypto is going to become an increasingly important part of the financial landscape, but it's going to look very different from the speculative market we've seen in recent years.
Thanks for that insightful analysis on the critical juncture and opportunities ahead for the crypto market. We appreciate you joining us for this edition of Simply Crypto. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.